Hello guys, welcome back to Dash Podcast. Fill in whatever you want. Today we have a very exciting episode. It's going to be a chill episode, at the same time a bit serious. It's going to be it's going to be about your future, about everyone's future, whoever's listening. Today I have my co-host Varshan here. Varshan.
Oh, hey guys. Hello. Welcome to Dash Podcast. I will be your co-host for the day. My name is Varshan. Hey Ashish, how are you doing, man?
Fine. How summer classes going?
Summer classes. Oh, okay. Yeah, I guess. We're all 12th graders now. We actually have to go to school when some others are not going to. And it's painful.
We
I
faced
kind
it
of
in
wish.
10th. We faced it in 10th. We have to face it again.
I mean, in 10th, we had bridge classes. We didn't have classes during the summer, did we?
Yeah, I think we did.
We did? I don't know.
Yeah, I
Maybe
think we did.
I wasn't attending it, just like I'm not now.
Yeah.
Well,
It's online,
it's
so like who
yeah.
even asked
It,
that
I mean,
question?
it's online, but then it's still that weird feeling that we're not children anymore, and the feeling that we still have to go to school when most people are not.
Yeah, they are covering a lot of portions, so it
They
is kind of
are.
a headache.
I mean, in a mature point of view, as an older person, as a guy becoming an adult, you can understand. But then still, just the child inside you wants that extra 15 days.
Yeah, it is annoying a bit. So
Yeah.
yeah,
So yeah, guys. Welcome to Dash Podcast. Today, we like Ashish said, we are going to be discussing something a little more serious, a little more chill. But it's going to be interesting. You guys are going to like it. But before we do that, I want to introduce our guest for the day. I want to introduce Tarun Vignesh, a friend of mine, a friend of ours, actually. Tarun, if you'd like to join the call.
Hello guys, hey Ashish, hey Varshan, how are you?
Hi.
Great to
Fine, fine. We are
be
fine. How are
here.
you?
We're doing great, bro. We're doing great. Yeah. So Tarun here is actually, I'll let him introduce himself. So Tarun, tell us a bit about yourself before we get into the video. I mean, the podcast.
Okay, I'm Tarun, and I'm in college. I'm doing my first year in engineering, so I feel I have a little more experience to the topic that we are going to speak today. So great to be here with you all.
Yes.
Yeah, so that's
So,
exactly why
like
we
you
invited
said,
you.
Tarun is a college student, and why did we select a college student as a guest for today? Ashish will tell you the topic for today, and you
So
guys will
yeah,
understand why we called Tarun.
that's exactly why we called him, because today's topic is going to be stream selection and choosing your career. So it's pretty interesting topic. People stress about it a lot because it is going to be a big part of your life. Like, it's what you're going to do for the rest of your life. Not
So for all the people
exactly.
listening, before you just bail out because we're gonna be talking about school and stream selection and future and
Yeah.
shit, guys, please. Let's be a little honest with ourselves here, okay? We're adults now, and most of us are gonna be start applying for college. If you are where we are, you will be applying for your college in 2 to 3 months, or even if you're 11th grader or 10th grader, you really have to think about this, because you really don't have a lot of time left. You'd like to think that way, but it's not that way, okay? So let's just talk about it for the day, and we'll see how it goes. We thought it might be an interesting topic to speak about and give you guys inspiration. And that's why we called Tarun. And there's also another aspect of it which will include me, which I'll talk about later. But like we said, let's just get into the topic and speak about stream selection and future. If Tarun could give us a small overview of the topic.
So yes, this entire topic about career counseling, it's something that's going to play a huge role in our lives, because after many years, because until we complete 10th, we don't have any major decisions that we take. We're all going to study the same thing, science, math, history, and all. Later, once you cross 10th, you're basically choosing your path of life. And any wrong move for maybe doing something that you don't like could affect you. So this is something that is really important for a student's life.
True, true. What you said
Yes,
is true.
that is a great perspective of what the small overview. And the as a college student, he's understand we're understanding it well from his point of view. But we also want to hear it from the host Ashish's point of view, if you could give us a small overview from your side.
The stream selection, it can be pretty confusing when you're at the point. I think they'll tell you to choose it right after your boards or before your boards. When was it?
It was before our boards. Yeah, we had an exam just for this. You remember the case model exam?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, the case model exam. So yeah, it can be pretty, it's a tensed moment. It's a tense situation. You don't know what exactly you want to do. And like, if you from your childhood, if you know what you're going to do, it is going to be a bit simpler for you. But most of the people, they're not sure what to take, and they get confused at that point. So
That's
well,
like very true. I mean,
you should
when
not
Ashish is
panic at
saying
that time.
that, Yeah, you should not be panicking. And like Ashish said, some people have it planned from when they were younger, but you know, some people just don't know. And there's another problem that presents itself. Most schools, you know, they don't have a lot of options. And like when we were choosing our streams, we're in 12th now, and when we were choosing our stream back in 10th, we didn't really have anything like anything other than science, you know, for biology, economics, accountancy, the alternate subjects. We had a very few options for like alternating. But then like the 11th graders of today, you know, they had, they got to choose between, what was it actually? I think it's psychology and something else.
There was hotel management, psychology. There was many other things. Well, while I took commerce, there was not many, you know, now it's more flexible, you can say. When I took commerce, it was either the four main subjects, which is the economics, English, accounts, business, and you can either take marketing or IP.
Yeah, that is really true. I mean, like, we understand, I mean, we have to understand that, you know, we can try to be what we want, but then sometimes situations are limiting. I'm not saying there's the school's fault or the system's fault, you know, it's just sometimes we don't really have a lot of options to work with.
The major option commerce had was with maths and without maths. But that's nowadays, there's a lot of choices for, you know, the 11th graders who just came in. Some of them, I think some of them don't even have accounts. Like, we didn't have that kind of choice at that time.
Now, the weird part is, like, stream selection aside, you can choose what you want. You can take your time to choose it. But the point is it what you want to do? Is it what you want to follow after you pick it, you know? Because my friend Ashish here, he chose the stream. Now, he doesn't want to do anything much related to that stream. He's still looking for what he wants to do. And I am another case, but I let Ashish talk about it first.
So, yeah, while I chose this stream, I kind of didn't have much choice. So, I saw two streams in front of me, either science or commerce. And I thought commerce would be better for me. That's how I chose it. I didn't do much thinking. And I chose the subjects which I think will help me in the future. So, like, marketing was a major one. And, yeah, even today, I enjoy marketing classes. They're pretty interesting. They're good. But what I was really interested in was history and archaeology and those kind of stuff. But, yeah, I talked to my parents about it. You should always talk to your parents about it. It doesn't matter, yes, like, if your parents are strict, no, or, like, you know, they're
you shouldn't
going,
take the
you,
pressure. It's not, you're not alone, you know. You should not, like, think that, oh, God, I chose this now. I can't put it on my parents' shoulders. No, you should talk to them. You know, they have a lot of experience. They might come up with some things that you don't know.
Exactly. So you should always talk with your parents, friends. And if you have any guide who you believe in and who you talk to a lot, and if you're comfortable with them, go ahead and talk with them. Take your time before choosing, because there are many people who choose the wrong stream and then later on, they kind of, you know, they regret taking that stream because they want to do something else. They realize their interest after taking the stream. And the case I'm talking about right now is our co-host, Varshan. So yeah, he'll tell you about it.
Well, that is true. I mean, it's not exactly because I chose the wrong stream. Like I said before, we didn't have a lot of options. You see, if you guys follow me on Instagram or if you guys know me personally, you guys know I'm a huge fashion maniac. I love fashion. I am really interested in the fashion industry. I want to get into the fashion realm and try my luck in that. But what happened is back in school, we really didn't have a lot of options for fashion. And back then I was just like partially sure that I wanted to do fashion. And also because there wasn't like a stream for arts. Like we said, most schools, they have streams for arts. Our school literally only had science and commerce, and we didn't have a lot of options, like I said, so we didn't have arts. So I didn't get to choose anything related to fashion, even anything like, you know, sewing or something like home economics or something like that would have helped me. Yeah? But I ended up taking science because I didn't have a stream in arts or anything related to fashion. So I ended up taking science under the pressure of my family and relatives, which is another huge thing that plays a part, you know, that plays a huge part in this discussion. That I asked them, Mom, what should I do? You know, I really don't know this. Like, you know, you got good grades in the exam you did. You should probably take the you should take the biomath stream from science, which is a huge headache. If for those who didn't take biomath, you guys won't know what I'm talking about. For those who did take biomath, good luck, please. Just pass 12th, please understand. So biomath was like a huge headache. But then they said relatives, you know, just showed up. They showed up in video calls and be like, "Beta, it's a very good stream. You know, you will have a lot of options after you finish. But the problem is finishing. You know, I'm having difficulty passing. I was a straight A student back in 10th, and now I'm having difficulty passing. So you really need to understand that. So I want. I,
but
I have.
again,
I have not
I just
lost
want
my
to add
passion.
something. Like, I just want to add something. If you're really passionate about biomaths and you really want it, go ahead and take it, because you're going to love it. But again,
Yeah.
there are
Yeah,
some
I'm just
people
saying.
who really didn't want it, but they had to take it. Now that becomes a headache.
Yeah, see, guys, if you want it, you should do it. I'm not advising you against it. I'm just saying it's something you should really plan ahead and look into and research about before you actually step into it. It's not something you can get out of easily, okay? After you finish one semester and you realize you're not getting good grades, you can't shift to some other stream. So you have to understand. So yeah, that was my point of view. And since we invited a guest, I'm going to be asking a guest. Mr. Tarun, which stream did you pick when you were in 10th?
When I went, I mean, hearing both of your stories, I feel I'm a little more privileged, I'd say, because I got what I wanted.
Yeah.
I chose computer with math in 11th. I loved computers since I was small. The thought about coding and data security, all of these topics was something I was always fascinated about. And luckily, I got what I wanted. And now, again, in college also, I'm doing my BTech in computer science engineering.
That's amazing. That's amazing.
That's really nice, you know, because our guest here, he got what he wanted. You did what you want, because it was pretty straightforward for you. Computer science is booming, so literally almost every college, I mean every school, has a stream, has a subject on that in every science stream. That's like you know, that's like mandatory, because it's a demand. It's something that's really demanded in the industry, so we
yeah,
should
that's
understand
an,
that.
That's
So,
another point of view also you have to look at when you're choosing your stream. It should be futuristic. It should be valid in the future.
Yeah.
You know, if you take some, if you're aiming to, I'm not going to crush your dreams or anything. If you really want to do it, you can do it. But if you think that it's not going to exist in the next 10 years, it's better you don't take it. Or you take it and you do
That's
something
true.
New with it.
Yeah. It's like, you need to know that getting a stream and getting a job, getting a nice university and getting a fine job, everyone can do. But if that job is not going to exist down the line, then you need to really, look into your options.
Always have alternatives. Don't just go for a single one. Like, always have alternatives.
So Tarun, what would you tell us? Like, what would you, advise us to look into when we're selecting the stream? Because most guys do it under pressure. Most guys, they just don't take any pressure. Like, what is this? It's not important to me. I'll just select something and do something later. What would you tell those guys?
I feel the first step is to follow your dream.
Mm-hmm.
Always,
that is
whatever
wonderful start.
You want to do, do that. No matter what the situation is, when you can, if you have even the slightest of opportunity, you have to follow your dream. You take it. If you like to do, if you want to be a doctor, you do biology related courses. If you like computer like me, then do computer related courses. So do what you want to always. But in case you suppose some situations you're not able to do what you want to, you can still choose something that you can still pursue in the future, something you have an interest in, like an alternative, like how Ash has said. But at the same time, you have, the internet is open to you. The world is open to you. You can, suppose you don't get a stream that you wanted in school, you can still study the same things online. The internet is there. There's everything over there. Literally everything.
That is a wonderful point. That is something we need to look into. Guys, you can take whatever stream you want. And if you don't, if you want to study something really bad, and there's no stream for that, there is no scope for that in school, the internet is there, guys. There is literally everything on the web. You can just, browse through the web and teach yourself things, and you don't even have to take any effort. You know, it's like, I mean, you may take a little bit of effort, actually.
That's exactly
yeah.
what I'm doing, since I'm interested in history and archaeology. And I
no,
really
our,
can't.
Our host,
right
Ashish here, is a, our host Ashish here is like a lover of archaeology, and there is no one teaching him that. All he does is browse through the web, and he can get all the information he wants like that.
Really, I can't go out during the situation. I can't go back to India because there are no flights available. I can't go to, sites and check out. But what I can do is I can, if I have self-interest, it's mostly about self-interest. If you really want to do it, you will do it. So once you go into the net, there's you really go in deep. There's a lot of information. It's basically unlimited information on the net. So if you have self-interest, you can enroll in some. There are many online tuitions. There are KP, for example. I'm going to KP. They itself teach CA and other kind of courses, so you can go join over there. There are many options for you. If you really want to do it, you can do it.
That is true. We should quote that, you know, put it up on the wall somewhere. No,
so yeah,
I'm just
so
saying, guys.
That's going to be stream selection, and after stream, you know, your stream is obviously going to be whatever you're going to do in the future. So you're like your career. Now we are going to be getting into that topic. Career, what you're going to do for rest of your life. It necessarily doesn't have to be for rest of your life. You might do something for the next 10 years, and if you don't feel like doing it anymore, you can do something else, but still, for a major part, it's going to be your main job. So about that, Vashim.
Yeah, so like I'm saying, maybe we should ask the guest on expertise on this, since he's already in college. So what do you think about this career, Mr. Tarun?
Career, again, the second big step. Now, the stream selection is your first big step that you take in your life. Now, this is the second big step you're taking after 12. And again, the same thing, as I say, always, this is the most important thing, follow your dream. Never give up on that. Whatever you want to do, do that.
Mm.
We will have, I know personally, I know many people who are currently doing jobs that either don't have anything to do with what they've studied, or they don't like it, or they're just doing it, you know, because financial issues and all. But, and this plays a huge role in them mentally as well. When they do something that they don't like, they're going to get frustrated, they're going to get depressed, and that's a further issue. I feel sometimes when parents, they force their children to go into a specific field, what they're not noticing is how hugely it can affect your child. Because many years later, after 5-6 years later, when he's keeping on doing what he doesn't like, he's going to get depressed. He's going to start venting out his frustration in negative ways, and it can hugely affect his life.
Yeah, that's a wonderful point. Like,
yeah,
Tarun is stocked up today with good points.
Yeah, it's not all about money, you know. If you go into this stream, you can earn a lot of money. If you're talented enough and you're interested enough, wherever you go, you'll find out a way to make a life for yourself.
That is another amazing point right there. And I feel like I'm stumped today. So what I'm trying to say is that what we're trying to say is that what you're choosing, you need to choose carefully. See, stream selection is one thing. You can say that I want to get into the film industry, or I want to get into the fashion industry, I want to get into engineering. But when we actually delve into those things, you'll understand that those departments, those careers themselves, those career options themselves diverge into many different options. So you need to understand which one you want to get into. See, I myself, I can say that I want to get into fashion, but there are certain branches of fashion, like there's designing, there's marketing, there's merchandising, there's there's styling. So all these different options you need to analyze. Now, if I could say I wanted to get into fashion, and the last second I decide, okay, which one? Everything is the same. I want to do fashion designing. It's not like that. I am not a very good designer. I am not that creative, guys. But I will tell you what I am. I am pretty good at merchandising. I am pretty good at selling myself. I'm pretty good at selling stuff. So merchandising is my line that I want to do. You know, I would not come off as a great person, as a person who likes his job, if I did designing. But merchandising is more up my alley. So I can choose what I want to do, but I have to be specific with it. You need to understand. Tarun here, he chose engineering. He could have chosen, so he could have, he just, if he said engineering, you know, like at the last second, he could have decided, oh, maybe civil engineering, maybe mechanical. But he chose computer engineering because that's a more specific subject that is more involved with. What do you think about this, Mr. Tarun?
Yeah, I feel, again, as you said, right, computer, the computer industry is something that is booming. It's everywhere right now, with more people networking, socializing, and
more importantly, that's your area
apps.
Of that's your area of interest, right?
Yes, that's also that.
Yeah, yes,
it's
that's what
I like. As you said, I had a lot of options. Like in my university itself, we have civil, we have mechanical, we have nanotechnology. Personally, my parents also, they wanted me to take nanotechnology because, again, that's also a futuristic subject. But then I stuck to computer because eventually that's what I like. I feel that's what I can excel in if I put in effort.
Yeah, that's also really true. I mean, like, we have to think about it, you know, we have to think about the pressures of what we are choosing, because this is even more tense than choosing a stream. If you choose this and
way
you go
more,
into
way
it,
way more,
there
know,
is
way more.
Yeah, there is no changing. There is literally no changing. So you have to put way more thought into this. And I've seen people putting way more thought into stream selection than for job, like for college applications, for what job you want to do. You need to they just be like, okay, the last second, some random college will apply to whichever department seat is open, we'll just apply there. It's not like that, guys. You need to select a proper aspect of what you want to do in which career, and then you need to select the second most important thing. You need to select the university you want to go to. Okay, I'm pretty sure Tarun can come up with some good points of why I said this.
Yes, because in my own class, I know a person who completely doesn't know anything about computers. Someone who's studying computer engineering doesn't know anything about computers.
That's what they do. They make mistakes. They choose something wrong for them, and it's not good for them. Yeah, continue with your point.
Exactly. So I asked him, why did you choose that? He told me he wanted to do journalism. And so based on that, you know, he wanted to study Viscom, as we say, right? So he wanted to do that. And so for that, what he used to do is he also had his own YouTube channel and all. And he used to do video editing and all of that. But his parents didn't agree. They said, who studies Viscom and you're spoiling your future? A lot of issues happened up. And eventually they said, okay, because you know computers, you're doing all this editing, you go to computer engineering. And now he's struggling. Like in front of my eyes, I can see him struggling. And eventually he's spoiling his life also.
Yes, guys, because certain colleges don't have the proper what's the name? Yeah, the department you're looking for. If you want to do civil engineering, you have to look into the college and see that it has. You should look into the college and see that they have the stream. Like decide the stream, decide what you want to do first hand, and then decide which college. Because if you decide a college and then later they don't have, you're gonna end up being heartbroken. Okay, so you need to understand that you need to look for the college which has the department you're looking for, the aspect of the industry you're going to work in. So
another thing is, if you don't have a plan yet, like don't take too much stress that I have to choose today itself or tomorrow itself. It might strike you suddenly that yeah, I want to do this. So you can wait till the point, but don't procrastinate too much. You know, you should at least have some kind of an idea what you're going to do. At least make a borderline idea, have a pathway which you can follow. Have a plan. Planning is everything. You know, right now in business, I'm studying planning. And believe me, planning has taken people. Like right now, my teacher said, for example, I'm there. And there's, you know, Mukesh Ambani. We both have the same resources. We both are humans. We are here in Earth. But he's on top and I'm where I am. It's because of planning. The way he took his life. So it's all about planning.
Excellent way. That is an excellent way of putting things. Yeah, that's an excellent way of putting things. Guys, we are asking you to be really specific with the details. Like 20, like 10 years from now or like 6 years from now, I'm going to be exactly at this point in my life. Let life flow. But you need to have a borderline outline. You need to have an outline of what you're going to do. You can't just sit there and let life happen. Life will happen, but you will not happen. You understand? Nothing will happen for you. So you need to make things happen. You need to grab the resources. You need to make use of them. You need to decide accordingly. You need to plan accordingly. Trust me, I can just say, okay, I want to be, I'm good at choreographing outfits and I'm good at buying clothes and buying clothes for other people. I'll just sit here and colleges will come and give me admission, you know, random companies will give me admission and just take me to a top level. It's not like that. You need to make things happen. People won't just dig around to find you. Okay, you need to show them that you have talent. So guys,
you need to prove yourself. You always have to.
You need to prove yourself. So another point, what I want to add here is, have a good social media gathering. Okay. If you have an interest in something, have a good social media gathering. Following, and make sure you post content related to your career on social media, or at least have a separate account or something. Because if there's one thing that the people from colleges and companies check into when you're applying for them, it's your profile on social media. Because no one's going to go from store to store, you know, telling people that I can do this and showing them, because no one has the time. So you need to like build from now onwards and show them that you can do something.
Yeah, that's true. And as I said before, don't take too much tension, because that also ends up in negative ways. You might choose something out of pressure. So, you know, take your time, chill, talk with people and choose whatever you like. At the end of the day, it's your life. So you have to take care of yourself.
And the other thing that I wanted to mention was, is parental pressure or pressure from your relatives. Why are these relatives even getting involved? Like, I don't get it. But still, pressure from outside, you know, some people who are not you telling you what to do. Okay. I'm not telling you you should just ignore them and like, dude, just get lost. I'm not going to listen to you. I'm not going to talk to you. I'm not going to take your ideas. No, you should welcome their ideas. You should analyze
just take it in.
you need to take it and analyze it and see if they have, if they're making a good point. See if that's
If
changing your mind.
exactly,
Because
yeah. If
if
it's
something
valid and it
changes your
makes
mind,
sense,
yeah.
if it's valid and it
Because
makes
if
sense,
something,
you can take it in.
yeah, because my old man told me, you shouldn't be someone you don't want to be because other people are telling you. But if they say something to you and that makes sense, it's something worth thinking about. Okay, if you get, if you feel me. Yeah, if
Yeah,
Tarun can
that's
elaborate on
true.
that, I'm pretty sure he knows a lot about it.
Yeah, so saying on that, the thing is, be yourself. Don't change yourself for others because eventually only you can make yourself happy. You can decide to be happy. You can decide to get sad or depressed. So eventually it's all in your hands. So the decision should be yours. Now, don't change your mind because someone else told you that it isn't good or it isn't safe to do like that. And eventually, what you're going to do is you're going to ruin your life, honestly. Because as I said, I know people who have literally done that and they're nowhere right now. Now, for
Correct.
example, if someone asked me, okay, what are you going to do in the future? I know because I like computers, I know things, I know stuff in that. So I can tell them. But then if some people, if you ask them what they're going to do, they're just going to stare blank, which isn't something you would want to do. And one more point I wanted to stress on was what Ashish said, was to plan. Don't go impulsively in this last second, okay, this is what I like. Maybe, you saw some movie and you got inspired in the last second and you changed your track. You need to plan and you need to see if you are good at it and if it's possible. Like, this is your life. It's not some interview where someone's going to ask you, okay, where do you see yourself in 5 years? And impulsively, you need to give an answer. You have the time, you have the space, you have the resources. Plan properly.
That's
Yes,
yeah,
guys,
that's pretty
that's
good.
also a
Thanks
good
for
point.
that.
Like, but like he said, you need to choose yourself. Don't let other people choose for you. It's true, guys. Like I said, you need to intake their ideas. You need to think about it. You need to analyze. But don't change what you want to do for someone else. Okay? Like I'll tell you right now. Your parents will, sometimes try to influence you. I know it's 2021. I know most people don't do that, but trust me, some families like mine, some people who are still really conservative, they try to influence you at least a little bit. Like when I said I want to do fashion, and my mom wouldn't do any research on it and just tell me that's for girls, dude. You shouldn't do that. And she wouldn't talk to me for a week, but I still, stressed on it until she changed her mind because there are opportunities in the fashion industry. That's what you need to understand. You need to. They like when they tell you that they want you to do something, that you need to do this, they will definitely tell it for your own good. It won't, if you follow that, you won't go to ruins and all. You will be in a good place in life, I'll tell you that much. But it's not necessary that you like it, okay? I mean, they can tell you better do BTech, you'll be in a good position in life. You should do mechanical engineering, you'll be in a good position in life. You will be when you listen to them, and you will get a good job, you'll have a decent life. But it's not necessary that you will like it, okay? You'll end up liking it. The example is my dad. He chose civil engineering. He thought he liked it. He doesn't like it anymore. You should try to understand that. You should be true to yourself because you're the one who's going to be living. They can be mad at you all they want, but at the end, you can prove them wrong because you're doing what you like.
Yeah, that is a pretty good point. I think everyone, I hope you came till here because, it's not the most interesting topic, and people who are like in 10th or 9th, they really won't care about it too much. But yeah, it is important, and we're telling this so that you guys don't take pressure. We're telling it from experience. It's not just, our point of view. It's literally our experience, and we have a person from college here, so he went through this, and he went through the career choosing also, that phase also. So yeah, we would like to end it here. Thanks for listening to our
Yeah.
podcast.
Yeah, that's true,
It's
guys. So yeah, to give an overview, don't take too much stress, just sit back, but don't relax too much. You need to take a step, plan out, give it an outline, see what you want to do. The details you can plan later. But just you should be true to yourself. Understand that. Choose your stream accordingly, choose your job accordingly. Don't let other people influence you just like that. They can influence you, but you should analyze the ideas. If you don't like the idea, don't follow it. It's that simple. So yeah, guys, that's pretty much it for today. Thank you, Tarun, for coming based on our invitation. Thank you for coming here. Thank you for being here. Thank you for your amazing points. Thank you, Ashish. And that's pretty much it for today. And thanks for listening to Dash Podcast, guys.
Thank you guys. We'll be back soon.